You're listening to the Time to Talk podcast with Lewis and Reese.
Reese, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What's this episode called?
This episode is lovingly called Merry Clipmas, a fairy tale in New York. You stop laughing. You, but a Lalo. Oh, Reese.
That's a great name. Who came up with that?
Some arsehole.
Seems like a smart fella.
Jesus. How have you been?
So we started this session cool. Today by him making us a coffee. And oh, I'm pretty sure he used the warm tap water instead of boiling water.
I used the actual... Mine tastes fine.
Is it warm?
Mine's a maca.
Is it hot?
Well, mine's warm enough. You don't touch it.
It's freezing cold.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's vile, and you know it. He knows it's vile.
It's really nice. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nice and warm.
Absolutely.
So you've come in for a cold day. You think, oh, I'll have a drink. Nice and warm.
It's yummy. I love a warm coffee in the winter, don't you?
Mocha, mate.
Sorry, I love a warm mocha in the winter, don't you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We're doing Secret Santa. We're stopped to secret.
Where's what?
It's not too secret because...
I thought it was Doctor Who secret. I was like, is it?
He just wanted to show... What? Anyway.
I did have a Doctor Who Christmas jumper on, but then I was sweating too much in it, so I took it off.
So you put a jumper on?
This is the same one I wore in the last Christmas special.
Yeah.
So.
I left your Jingle My Bells in the Alps. So. I need space.
Cool.
I left my coat there as well. No one noticed that. So,
I'm so glad that it's gone on a world tour now. So you no longer have that jumper in your possession at all.
But I did win Bongo's Bingo. And if we all insert the clip of me dancing on stage here. And welcome back.
Me and the editing suite, they're like,
oh God, it's going well.
So you left it in the Alps?
Yeah.
But it did help you win Bongo's Bingo.
Exactly. So,
but you just lost all your good luck now because it's in the Alps.
But they did say that. So.
There's some poor, well, not poor sod anymore, there's some sod over there now who's got all the good luck in the world and a really funny Christmas jumper. A shame.
I did wash it and put it in a tumble dryer and it got too small for me.
It was a tumble dryer when you were staying?
No.
Oh. I genuinely thought you meant in the Alps.
Oh, no. Nah. There was. You could go to the laundry facility. It was like £20. Nice little community up there, though. It was like French. Yeah. Food was shit, man. We went to a tapas bar and I thought, ooh, tapas. Five things on the menu. I was like,
I wouldn't go to France for tapas.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's the only thing I found that was like posh, other than burgers and pizzas. We could buy a 2,400 metres up in the air, there's this bar, and you could get wild
sea. How many metres up in the air?
2,400.
I'd rather die.
And you could get wild sea bass on the menu. So I'm thinking, motherfucker's been killed down there, carried up here, to be served up here.
I was going to say, what makes it wild? Like, was the sea bass like, and then got killed, and then...
I'm not for sure.
Was it like in the wild? You ate it.
I didn't know that. It's €45 paying that.
I thought you said you wanted to be that bougie.
Yeah, well, bougie on budget.
Yeah, budget bougie.
Yeah.
That's the way I live my life. So how was the Alps? Apart from the food, I suppose.
Call my hand open. Ow. We'll add another warning. Picture and video here.
Was it good? It's quite deep.
And welcome back. Did you see? That's a bad cut. It's quite deep. It was on my vein, actually. Got told to leave the slopes because I was pissing. I was literally pissing blood.
So some angry French person was like, excuse me, can you go please?
I went to the first day and I was like, it just won't stop bleeding.
That's my best French impression. I don't know.
I had a haircut yesterday as well.
I had a haircut on Friday.
Did you?
I did. Why did you seem so shocked by that?
Did you?
Wait, is yesterday Friday?
No?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, how's your pay? Wait, remember that caption of Arnold Schwarzenegger and that other fella?
On who?
Schwarzenegger. They're Blood Brothers, ain't it? We just did that, so you should...
I'll make that a thumbnail photo.
No. Cool. I'll do the thumbnail photo. Yeah. Merry Clipmas. Fairytown, New York. Just a picture of a clip. That's in New York.
Statue of Liberty.
Can't wait to get back to my laptop. I'll be fucking working on it. As we were saying. We sing on stage. I'm not singing that part. I just can't sing.
What did you sing?
They chose a song, and it was... What was it?
Was it a French song?
Nah,
was it? Was it Alouette?
No.
Alouette, gentil Alouette. Alouette, je te plumerai. Thank you.
What was it? Is it a Christmas song?
Fête in New York.
No, I'll know that.
Last Christmas.
Nah.
What was it?
I can't get the phone because it's a bit rude. But it was a song, and it's like a Christmas song. I didn't know what it was, and then it's like, oh, that's what the song was.
What are the lyrics? Do you remember?
No, because I need to play the video to know them.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got time. We can go get the video if you want.
Wait there.
Please hold.
Why
are you scrolling so much? What the? You went to fucking France 2 weeks ago.
I didn't say the video. Ah, it's 1:47.
Oh, Mr. Trail Wine.
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was until it dropped. But yeah, so I would.
What are you doing?
Karaoke set.
Oh, you won a karaoke set? Oh, shit.
And it's got like a disco ball that locks the entire room.
So this is Bongo's Bingo?
Yeah.
Because I know that you can obviously win like prizes, money.
Yeah.
A dildo, I've heard you could win.
Yeah, the girl next to us was sitting to us. She was like, oh, I've won this before. We were like, oh, how did you win? And she was like, oh, I won a double-edged dildo. And I obviously asked her, have you used it? She goes, no comment. I'm like, so that's yes. Vile.
So yes.
Yeah. But there's a video, I don't know if I've still got it.
I've heard you've won a double-edged dildo.
No, because someone won the double-edged dildo while we're on a holiday. And they made it pretend it was like Simba, the circle of life. And like, you know that song as it drops, it's the circle of life. He picks up the dildo and it's like, I wonder if I've got it.
If I had that, and I won it, I'd slap people with it.
Oh my god.
So, all in all, a good trip?
It's alright, to be fair.
How long did you go for again?
A week. I can't really ski. So.
That's good that you're skiing then.
Yeah, to be fair, you know what? It's alright.
I'll take your word for it.
But most things are too long. So, at Snow Dome, I had 155 centimetre long skis. And I went there and they gave me 174. And I was like, this is like almost 20 centimetres longer than we used to. So, it's a bit.
I mean, I can't say I've ever skied in my life. Apart from the Akers, I did it at the Akers.
Oh, in Spark Hill?
Yeah. Maybe 10? Yeah, I'm not saying it was a good experience.
That's a dry skiing as well. That hurt because you fell on the fucking...
Like, yeah, when you fall down there, you fucked.
Yeah, you did.
You lose all the skin on your body. But no, it sounded like it was a fun time.
So what have you been doing since I've been gallivanting around?
Finished work on Wednesday. That was fun. Then a lot of baking. Not like baking, but...
Liar.
Like baking.
Addict.
we do like a work bake-off, like an office bake-off each week. And so...
Each week?
Yeah, so one person does it. So they've got like a week allocated to them. So like, Yasmin will be like week number one, you'll be week two, I'll be week three, you'll be week four. And we've got 12 people in the office, so...
Just do once a month.
Okay. Yeah, but you individually probably end up doing it once a month, or maybe more.
You just did this 12 people and then it's 52 weeks in a year, so...
Listen... I'm not gonna matter. All I'm saying is we all do a bake off.
Okay.
So then on Wednesday we had like.
Do you have to do it?
Well, it's not like a you have to do this, you get a bun to your head. It was like. Oh.
That's just fun.
You know, we'd like you to do it, but if you don't do it, you're not gonna.
But I can still, if I don't do it, I can still eat all your shit.
You can.
That's all right.
But people like make comments like, "Oh, you didn't do it."
And what, Barbara?
So Wednesday we had like everyone baked. So we all baked something on Wednesday. I'll show you a photo of how much food there was in the office.
I will insert this photo here.
Fucking will not.
And welcome back.
Fuck off, Reese. So yeah. So we each baked something.
They look nice, the Oreo.
They were really nice.
They look nice. So that's like what?
The Rocky Road part.
Mint and white chocolate. Imagine if that's Mint Aero and Milky Bar. That'd be busting. Like, Lotus Biscoff Truffles. They look nice.
They I'm not going to lie. They were incredible. They're so like light as well.
Yeah.
So easy to eat.
Who's done that?
My colleague Amy. I will name her because that was really good.
But panettone.
Panettone, yeah. It's like some fruit bread.
Oh. What is that?
Cheesecake.
Lemon.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
It looks all right.
Tasted nice.
Yeah. It's Greek cranberry sausage rolls.
Yeah, we had like vegetarian versions and non-vegetarian versions.
Can't go wrong with it, really. Bailey's fudge looks a bit.
That was nice.
Contains alcohol.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. There's more shit. There's a tub which looks like a bit of cocaine on the top of it. I don't know if you can see that.
Bruce put the phone in the fucking phone.
His office party was longer than him. A tub of butter.
No, there's open. A reason for a tub of butter. Because I'd made a loaf of bread. So there was butter with the bread.
So you just put a loaf of bread in?
It was a brie and cranberry bread.
Oh, you done the brie and cranberry bread no, from earlier? No,
it's on the other side, motherfucker. Oh,
what? Cheap orange pop. That's...
You should come and judge the Office Bake Off each week.
Like, orange pop, that's yellow. All right. Genuinely, look.
Oh, my goodness.
Banana loaf.
I made that as well.
Can't really see that, so I can't judge it. It's in the...
I'll show you the photo of the banana.
The pesto... I don't even say that word.
Parmiers.
Are they crunchy or soft?
I think they were supposed to be soft, but the ones I had were crunchy.
Do better. Soft. Soft, I reckon they'd be nice. Nice bit of pesto, nice bit of...
Yeah, I think they were supposed to be soft.
That bread?
That's the bread that I made.
Looks dry.
It wasn't dry, mate. Especially not with the butter.
Because that's what... It's... Flora butter.
It's the only butter that's bad.
Last minute. Yeah,
absolutely last minute. There's a spot on campus.
Cheese and prosciutto. That'll be ball, I reckon.
Prosciutto. Parmiers.
Same thing, yeah. Prosciutto. Yeah, thanks.
No,
who put this shit in here?
Oh, is that again? Oh, that's like a cheese sauce that someone brought in. I saw all of your faces. All your faces are like...
My question is, which one did Holly bring?
Holly, actually, at that time, I don't think she was in the office at that point. But she brought in, like, some pretzel bites. So, like, pretzels, like, chocolate, like, milk, dark and white chocolate.
Or is it vegan chocolate? Like... Oh, no, she's vegetarian, I think.
But, yeah, there were, like, pretzels with a nice chocolate on it. No, we're all right. So that was the bread. It had brie and cranberry in it, bitch.
You know when you see like ancient like foods and shit?
It's ancient
like,
foods?
Like an ancient loaf of bread's been found. And it's like,
what's you mean ancient loaf and of bread?
Supposed be, what's supposed to be in the middle of it?
Brie and cranberry. There's a cranberry loaf.
One in the corner, one in the other corner.
No, there's loads dotted around, bitch.
Yeah, right.
It's a work in progress. I'm workshopping. But yeah, that was that office day stuff.
Okay, that's fun.
Oh, do you want to see the banana loaf?
See, that looks a bit better.
Banana.
That looks a lot better than the thingy.
I was told that was the best one.
Which one? That was?
Yeah.
Who said that to you?
Holly.
She would say that, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She would say, yours was the worst. I bet you said to her, yours was lovely as well.
That was one nice. They weren't my favourites, but they were nice.
Did you tell her which was your favourite?
Did I tell her which one was my favourite?
Yeah.
The truffles.
Oh.
The bits of truffles. Run it up.
I would run it
up. Give me that shit again.
I like
and again and again. It was good. So,
we should do a bake-off as well.
We should do a bake-off in Zenith for a long time.
Naked bake-off.
Anyway, shall we reveal some presents to each other? Shall I open this one first?
Yes. Yes.
So, for context, Becky came in and put this under my tree. I was like, you're going to open this now or you're going to open this at Christmas? I was like, oh, I'll do it at Christmas. Then she started laughing and went, let me know what you think. Are they like one in the same or?
No, that's just a card.
Okay,
I'll open the card. No, let's open the card first. Might be some money in it.
Louis.
No. Can I read it?
No, because you're going to embellish the truth on the card. Show the people. Don't think they can see that, but hey. It's got two candy canes on it.
No money
in that. Rude. Dear Louis, happy Christmas and a happier new year. All my love, Becky Greenheart. Thanks, Becky Greenheart. I'll put that here.
This is going to be so...
Give him the good thing.
She's laughing already. What have you done?
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so for context, these are mine. We went to a friend's party the other week, and the theme was like
leopard print,
but like smart as well. I couldn't wear these because they're slightly too small for me, so I brought them and just like had them on my shoulder, forgot them at the place. So Becky has returned my lovely leopard print shorts. Back to me.
Thanks, Becky.
I will not be wearing them because they're too small for me, but I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you so much.
That's lovely. You even wrapped it.
Yeah, you went through the effort of wrapping that. Thank you so much. There's nothing else in there, is there?
I think we did well.
I think we did pretty well, guys.
Dear Yasmin, or Santa.
So oh, yeah.
Dear Mary, not Santa. Dear Becky, where the fuck's Becky? Dear Mary, not Santa.
You can keep them if you want.
Yeah, thanks. I will have to do.
Such a knob.
I do need some sellotape. That's perfect.
Don't. That's my sellotape.
What's from Santa?
No, the sellotape is not from Santa.
How much did you pay for this bag?
That? I think it's 40p.
Oh, not bad.
From Poundland and more. I've got loads of bags. You can keep it if you want it.
We've got like 35.
Do you know, that's what pissed me off. Why?
Here we go.
Spat in. 5p for a bag started off as. Oh. And sometimes you go to shops now, it's like £1.10 for one of them bags for life. Where I went to. I don't get it. Why?
Yeah, which shops are you going to where it's £1.10 for a bag for life?
I swear it's like only 30-40p.
Where did I go? It was £1.10. Sainsbury's!
For a bag for life?
Lou, that's where you keep
bags
safe, rolling
trust. Oh, I just throw them. But thank you.
It was one of the proper straw ones, though.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Look, anyway. That new phone case.
I've had it for a while. It's been better now.
Lou's back to me doing Kilimanjaro Sims.
Close enough.
Katanga, isn't
it? It is Katanga, yes. But what's the first M? It's literally my Instagram name.
Lou's After Dark.
The other one. And no, it's not Lewis Cook's Food.
Marcel.
Yeah. This has been absolute madness.
How to come and get away with it? Should we be concerned?
Oh, it says and get away with it at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Should we be concerned?
You should be concerned.
Why me?
Because I've never slighted Becky. Well, except for that one time I broke up with her, but I was gay, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I also broke up with you.
So. Ooh! It's all coming out domestic.
Remember when I helped you crack an egg?
Ooh.
And first.
Remember how I still can't?
They're still here with you.
Oh, shit!
I can't find Papa John's one, but do you want to see a different Christmas advert?
Yes, I want to see a Christmas advert.
Can different. You send this to me as well so I can put it into...
Yeah. I'll wait 10 minutes.
Bring it away from the microphone, man.
Don't you know it?
I want to watch it.
A 38-year-old with a doorbell.
Where is he come from? Behind the desk.
Who's my man? Is that the doorbell?
Love that top.
Security.
Is he?
Dear Gemporia, can you help me deliver the perfect gift to Susie?
Fuck off, you lazy cunt, do yourself. Yeah, isn't that literally his job?
Hey.
He has one job in a year. Oh, for fuck's sake, no one's gonna propose, are they? Piss right off.
Is this Susie?
No, I think they're delivering it to Susie.
Oh, Rebecca's in it! Wow!
I'm for you, man. Just rub salt into the wound, Becky, why don't you? Just because I couldn't book an advert.
Did I just put used tissue paper in that box?
It was a coming tissue. Is this real snow?
So how's that ball going to fit in the... Oh, okay, so you had some new ball.
Imagine you just threw it at her.
She's struggling to open the box.
She hates the room.
She put it on herself as well. Messy Christmas. That literally says messy Christmas. I'm not taking the piss.
No, that's not.
Nah, that's messy.
Well, you did great in that advert, Becky.
Thanks, I'm festive helper number one.
Oh, is that what you're actually put on the call sheet?
Yeah, genuinely.
So your acting career is better than Lucy's at the moment. Is that what you're saying?
Fucking fuming.
It's all about who you know.
No, you think all this time Rebecca's been here to help you, but she's just... She's
been taking tips.
Yeah, she's, you know...
Like that woman in me, then you are the saboteur.
Sugar is the main ingredient in this gift box.
It's chocolate.
Do you think cocoa would be the first ingredient, not sugar?
No, but it's like Americanized chocolate. Yeah.
That is true.
So it's all just sugar.
Yeah. It's fine with it. I hate sugar. Of sugar.
But also you asked for this.
Pretty sure nice warm hot cup of mocha.
Okay, thank
why?
You.
Why?
Huh?
Why not?
It's too sugary. It's too much sugar.
Mistakes happen.
I don't do that anymore.
Hello. Do you hear that one? I'll stick through the neck, didn't it?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Should we say goodbye and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everyone? And I'm not going to lie, she forgot this was rolling for quite a while.
Yeah? We can say goodbye to them.
Bye, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Don't swear at them.